We're doing this on ourselves. That's we're pulling us up by our own bootstraps. Nobody wants to work anymore. Don't tread on me.
That's right, Kim.
Wave your flag. Make America great again.
Whoa.
Storm the Capitol.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Time to go.
So I took myself out to a mandate for myself.
We were supposed to do that with you.
I thought we were going. I thought
well,
we
you were in Chicago, so
not in Chicago.
I got a dozen oysters, and literally, as soon as I'm done eating the oysters, I look over. My managers are looking at me like, "Oh, shit!" And I'm like, "What's up?" And they're like, "We had to recall the oysters."
No, did you throw them up?
Yes, very much so. All day Sunday.
You got sick. You got food poisoning.
Oysters? Yeah. Well, that's just karma because we were supposed to go out to a fancy dinner together at your steakhouse and you went without us.
I'll never eat oysters.
It's also karma because you're eating oysters, man. You're not supposed to eat those.
Yeah, why?
That's pretty
it's in the Bible.
It says don't eat lobster and don't eat pigs either.
Yeah.
I'll eat bacon wrapped lobster, man.
None of the stuff you like to do is allowed. Oysters are nasty. Why would you should only eat those if you have to, if you're in danger, if you're on an island and it's the only food source.
Can't covet my neighbor's wife. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? What if he has a hot wife? All right. Now, do you see why I didn't want to start with that story?
No.
I do.
I thought it was perfect.
Where did it go? Story. Where did it go, John? Where did that story go?
Why didn't you tell us a story about it?
I don't have any stories
you
to tell.
You have so many stories to tell.
I have no stories
have
to tell.
Great stories.
I have none. I've been doing nothing. I've seen no one. I've had no good times and have no bad times. Everything has been average, across the board, straight as an arrow line.
Well, welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins. I'm Game Master Drew, and today I'm joined by Malachi Nimmons and John Moreno.
What's up, everybody?
Hi, Game Master Drew.
Hello, John. Malachi, if you could appear on any reality TV show, which one would you pick and why?
It would be a new show called Everybody Sucks My Dick.
What would happen on
that seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, but here's the twist, though. If you suck my dick, you win the game, but I don't let you. I don't let anyone do it.
It's a whole challenge of you just trying to hide it from people so
yeah.
they can't suck it.
No one gets it. No one gets to. You never get it. You never get to. I'm never going
to
let you.
But at the end of the season, they have to. They you
No, they don't have
to.
No, they don't have to. No. No one has. No. There's no one that's going to do it.
It's Chekhov's penis. Nope. There's a penis in Act 1. It has to be sucked by Act 3.
No, no one gets it. This is not Chekhov. This is mine. And that's the game. Everybody learns at the end. Hey, if somebody doesn't want you to suck their penis, then you don't get to. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's actually a valuable lesson about consent.
Yes, whether there's prize money or not. SMD comes on every Thursday night at 6. Don't
miss
it.
That's what you're calling it, SMD?
Don't miss it, SMD.
Is it suck my dick or suck Malachi's
both.
Dick? Both. Yeah, it could be
both.
Either. Yeah.
I thought of that, and it's already covered.
Johnny, what's an item on your bucket list?
I don't even have a bucket list. I'm barely living day to day figuring out how I'm going to get through the next minutes, hours, you know, bucket list. I guess going to Miyazaki World in Tokyo Disney. Yeah, and they got a Nintendo World.
Okay. Yeah.
They look pretty cool. My main objective on my bucket list is to not die today.
All right, we'll scratch that one off at the end of the day. Just don't die in your sleep. Fantastic.
Can I change my answer? I'm going to go, suck my dick, the game show? That's terrible.
I told you it was terrible.
I know.
Fantastic. As always, we'll go through three rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits. Round one, this one's called Memento. For this game, you two will perform some short three-act scenes based on a prompt, but with a catch. The scene will start at the third act, then move on to the second act, then will end with the first act, that is to say, completely backwards. We'll award points based on nothing but my mercurial whims. How does that sound?
That sounds like every other day, so these games are pointless.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Here's a prompt. Malachi is a terrorist, and only he knows how to defuse the bomb, starting with Act 3. Go.
There's only 10 seconds left. Quick. 9, 8, 7.
You guys don't know how a terrorist works?
Five.
I'm like,
turn this off. Three, two, one.
Arrivederci.
No!
Act 2.
Wow. Hey. After that personal story you just shared, I'm considering not even blowing up this bomb and killing the entire world. That was special.
Well, I trust that, you know, you would keep that confidence and not share the story because, you know, you understand where I was coming from, but it could possibly be embarrassing.
I feel like maybe the reason I'm so mad and a terrorist all the time is because people don't share enough with me.
Man, I'm sure glad we got hours left before this bomb goes off so we can really just hash this out.
I just got a text.
Yeah, what is it?
Wait a minute. It says not to trust you and that everything you say is a lie. So that story wasn't true? You didn't have a father that left the family and then a mother that left the family and then the father that came back and then a brother that left the family?
No, I mean, that's all technically true as well, but I'm an anti-terrorist and I really don't want this bomb to go off.
Whoa! Anti-terrorist?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Wow. You say that about any other group. And everybody's mad. Hey, you can't do that. Well, but all of a sudden, anti-terrorists come right out with it.
It's not my fault that you people make yourselves look
you
bad.
People! You people!
Act one.
Hey. Look, I want you to know something. I'm a secret terrorist, and I grew up with a background with father that, you know, and then I
wait
just
a minute.
You, to
you
know
mean
that...
you had a father that left and a mother that left?
Yeah, that's
and then
right.
A father that came back and then a brother that left?
That's right, and I want you to trust me completely.
Wow, hey, I do.
Do you want this terrorist bomb I made?
Whoa!
Blow up the whole world?
I was just making one of my own.
Wow, what if we put them together and then we could, like, blow up two worlds?
That blow up two, well, hopefully they wouldn't cancel each other out. Just there would be a little spark.
I hate cancel culture.
I hate cancel culture too.
Wow.
Unless we're talking about people that make broad statements about other groups of people. I can't stand that. And if I ever heard something like that, I would just press this button right here. I don't want to live in a world.
I would never say anything like that. Also, all cops are assholes. Except for Chris. He's okay.
Who's Chris?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. Fuck Chris.
All right. One more prompt. You guys are crashing a wedding and are absolutely annihilated at the open bar, starting at Act 3.
Man, that turned out just like it did in that movie with Vince Vaughn and that other actor.
Yep. The way you know it was a good wedding is if you can't find your pants at the end, and I don't know where mine are.
Me neither, and I'm surprised that I was able to stop all those bridesmaids from sucking my dick.
Wow, we truly are pals.
That's right.
Act 2.
Hey, bridesmaids, get off him.
Get back off.
He does not want you to touch him there.
You'll never get my little monkey dancer.
You stay away from him right now. Hands off.
That's right.
Act 1, how did it all start?
Hey, you want to crash a wedding today? There's one down the street.
I'm good.
All right. I'll find somebody else. Hey, you want to crash a wedding? It's right down the street.
Yeah, I want to go crash a wedding.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, fuck that other guy who said no. He's a dick.
Yeah, what an idiot. Who would say no to something like that?
Only an asshole.
Yeah, when did you lose your pants? In Act 1, I'm assuming the pants came off right at the beginning.
I was never wearing pants.
There were no pants in
pants. Pants came off.
All right, great job. I'm going to give you guys 100 points each. You guys gave it your all there.
Wow, that sounds like what you say, the slow kid.
No, that was patronizing.
After they finished
the race. Sounds like we got the participation award for
You get the participation award for round one.
I got a participation award for playing soccer when I was a kid. And even back then, I was like, why am I getting an award? I fucking suck at this game. I scored on my own team once.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to do that in soccer.
No.
Round two, this one's called Two Truths, One Lie. This one's a classic, fellas. John and Malachi, you will each take turns telling the other player three things about yourself, but the catch is that two of the things are true and one of them is a lie. If the other player guesses which item is a lie, they get 100 points. The first person to guess five lies correctly gets 200 bonus points.
Okay.
Got it?
Let's do it.
Johnny, two truths and one lie to Malachi.
I have a minor blood disorder called thalassemia minor.
That's true.
My sign is Libra.
I don't know when your birthday is.
That's right. And and I chipped my tooth falling off my bike on my way to school one day.
That's true. I do know when your birthday is. It was, let me see if I can remember. I was over at your house. Oh, we were playing poker.
Yep.
I was deceived by a Russian sleeper cell agent. All right, what are they again? The Libra's a lie. The Libra thing is a lie.
No, actually, it's the fact that I have thalassemia minor. I thought I had thalassemia minor, but it turns out I never did, and my mom just let me think I had it until I was 30.
You do look like you have a secret disease.
Although I had enough of paperwork from when I was a kid that alluded to the fact that I might have it, that I was able to jump the line and get a COVID shot early.
All right, Malachi, it's on you. Two truths, one lie.
All right. One time I was standing on the porch and there was this kid named Brad riding his bike down the street. He was a wrestler, so he was very popular in the neighborhood. And I was like, Brad, you suck. And I said it from the safety of my porch, thinking that if he came over to grab me, then I'd be able to run inside before he got me. And this quick motherfucker rode his bike from all the way from the street all the way to my porch and punched me in the mouth before I got inside the door. Isn't that crazy? All right, that's the first one. Second one is, one time we were all riding our bikes in the circle, and these kids had a ramp set out, and there were like 30 neighborhood kids all riding around in this big circle going off the ramp, and we were like, let's do this every day, but we never did it again after that. And the third one is, one time I was at the park, and this girl was like, do you want some ABC gum? And we thought it meant already been chewed, and we were like, we're not going to fall for that. But it was apple banana cherry gum.
Oh.
And we're like, damn, we should have said yes. But then she didn't want to give it to us because we thought she was trying to trick us.
The first story.
Nah, the first story is absolutely true.
Yeah,
I thought it was true. So fantastical that it was probably a lie.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
that's absolutely true. It happened, man.
Hey, what was the lie?
Brad punched me right in the face. The ABC gum was a lie.
God bless it. Man, the obvious
lie. Yeah, I don't
know
if apple banana cherry gum
exists. I know. Man.
All right, Johnny, so far nobody's got any points. We might go to three.
Forever.
We might go first person to three lies.
Go on forever.
Changing it on the fly, calling an audible. Johnny, two truths and one lie from Malachi.
I never actually beat Mega Man 3, but I watched my brother beat it several times. One year for Christmas, we got Sega Genesis with Sonic the Hedgehog. That was the big game for Sega. And the third thing that's totally true is I used to be able to ride my bike and I could stand up on the seat while I was on the bike, and I could also get on the handlebars.
Wait, stand up on the seat with no hands?
No, I had the handlebars.
Oh, everybody could do that.
And but you, I also could get on the handlebars,
what do you
too.
Mean get on the handlebars?
I could get up on the handlebars.
Well, like, yeah, everybody can do that, but while it's moving?
Yeah.
No, how old were you?
I don't know, man, like 8, 9, 10.
So you're 8, 9, 10.
This is not how, you don't get to just quiz him
I
about
am,
the
I
thing.
Do, I
no,
do, because.
No, guess which one's a,
no,
guess
he's
one's
not
a lie.
No, because you got to tell the full lie.
Which one is
then,
it? One,
what
two,
you,
or three?
But I'm just asking for clarification, because it doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense. He could stand on the handlebars while the bike was moving. Yes
no,
or no?
No, he couldn't stand on the handlebars.
I'm no longer answering questions.
He didn't say stand on him. He said get on the handlebars.
It's not unclear.
Get on the handlebars?
Make your guess.
That's a lie. You can't do that.
Nah, man. I got Sega Genesis, but not for Christmas.
No, but you couldn't.
Was it really?
It wasn't Christmas. We just got a Sega Genesis because we wanted one.
See, John is working. All you have to do is tell a lie. It's so easy to tell a lie.
All right, we got to move on.
No,
nobody's going to get the bonus points.
I get points
for that.
But
you guys have been scoring points this whole time. All right, now's the time in the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that make Versus possible. Listen, we all know how much everyone adores escape rooms, but for some of us, the thrill and excitement just aren't there anymore. That's why we've teamed up with an actual serial killer to design the most exciting escape room that's ever been created. Watch as your friends and family drop one by one as the room slowly fills with poisonous gas. Solve intricate puzzles while a large clock ticks down the actual amount of time you have left to live. Great for birthdays, bachelor parties, and quinceañeras. Malachi, tell us what excites you the most about the notion that you might die if you can't solve a Sudoku fast enough.
What excites me about that is that I have zero fear of dying. I've done a lot of things in my life. I'm happy with what I've done. And if I got hit by a truck today, I would die with a smile on my face knowing, hey, I did my best and there's no more that I could do. People loved me. People hated me. People cheered me on. People booed me sometimes. But what I know is, with 100% certainty, is that I did my best. I had a good time. I ate lots of snacks. I drank when I wanted to. I did some drugs here and there. And boy, did I have some good-ass parties. So, am I afraid of dying in a room like this? No! I'm not going to panic. If I was going to die, the little creepy man rolls in, hey, answer these questions. Fuck you, man. I'm not going to answer your questions. I'm not subscribing to this game. I'm going to watch everybody else die. But I'm not going to spend my last minutes trying to figure out a puzzle. I don't even like Sudoku.
John, I understand that you worked hand-in-hand with the craven serial killer who designed this escape room. What details can you share with us about the escape room without spoiling it too much?
That's really not that funny. Do you like little army men? Do you like having your mouth duct-taped and being painted green? Well then, I don't want to give any spoilers away. But this here escape the room might be just for you. The guy who designed this He's just like murdered so many people. I mean, if there were like a baseball card for serial killers, he'd be like the Babe Ruth.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm not going to go to it, but I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy it. Last round, round three. This one's called High School Reunion. For this one, you two will act out a scene where you play former high school best friends who have become estranged and are seeing each other for the first time in 20 years at your high school reunion. It'll be your job to catch each other up about what you've been up to in the meantime. You got it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, imagine you see Samantha Becca Robinson. You haven't seen her in 20 years. She's looking pretty good. Everybody's mixing around getting drinks, and you guys see each other for the first time in 20 years across the room.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you at the reunion.
Yeah, it's been, what, like 15 years?
Yep, just about.
Wow.
Look at this place. They did a good job decorating.
Yeah, I really like the nautical theme.
Yep, that's nice.
Smart, dressing it all up like the Titanic, since when we graduated, that's when the Titanic came out, so it's a nice little throwback.
Yep, I never saw the movie because I was too busy having actual girlfriends in high school.
Yeah, no, I saw it three times with three different girls who none of them slept with me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Becky, and then there was Brittany, and then there was Laura.
Yep.
And then none of them touched it.
I remember, those are the girls that committed joint suicide together after going on one date with me.
Yeah.
Because they realized that life was just a terrible tragedy.
I'm still single. How about you?
No, I'm actually married three times.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, all of them. I live in Dubai.
All three?
Three wives currently, yes.
That's great. Dubai, huh? I live in Scranton.
That's nice. Scranton where?
Scranton, Ohio.
Okay.
Not even like the cool one that they shot The Office at. Nah, just a different Scranton.
That sounds... You know, they didn't shoot The Office in the real Scranton. They shot it in California.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I was
How'd
there.
How'd they make it look so cold?
We made it look so cold by adding snow and effects around as we do in Hollywood. I'm a Hollywood producer. I was there filming The Office.
I work for a Home Depot. That's pretty cool, right?
Do you actually work there, or do you hang out outside asking people for work?
Well, I mean, sometimes I get odd jobs. From hanging outside the Home Depot. So my life's going pretty good, and one up to you, right?
Yeah, you did a great job. Your life sounds miserable, man. It sounds like you're not doing fun things at all.
Well, sometimes I collect rocks.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yep.
Hey, did those holes get in your pants intentionally, or are they just from...
No, they're just there.
Overuse.
Hey, do you have money for the bus? Can I get a bus fare?
Look,
I got to get the bus back to Scranton after this.
Hey, man, I have, you know, you seem not to be having a great time.
No, man, I'm killing it. I'm crushing it. You're so jealous of me. What? I can see it on your face. Living the life.
I think you'd be the perfect candidate for this new game I have.
Oh, was it the most dangerous game?
No, it's just this.
People tried to play that with me before.
It's just this game where you come in a room that I created, and you have to solve puzzles or you die.
Oh, I like puzzles. Can we go now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
You know,
tricked you into bringing me to a fun room with puzzles.
All right. Well, that was quite the high school reunion, the 15-year high school reunion, now that they're doing it at 15-year intervals. You guys want to guess at who the winner was this week?
It's Malachi.
Yeah, it was Malachi again this week.
Hey, everybody, I won again!
Putting up all the points this week.
Like Jordan in the finals, baby. Swish, swish.
Swish, swish. All right. Well, launch me into outer space and explode me like a faulty O-ring. That was an absolute space shuttle disaster of an episode of Versus. But do you know who can't even comprehend the concept of space because their stupid little brains are so underdeveloped?
Oh, babies. He's talking
it's
about babies.
Babies.
Oh,
yeah,
babies.
It's babies. Come on, guys. It's babies.
It looks like a stuffed porcelain baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of
that's
Saw.
A real baby.
Perfect little baby.
For the first time, I don't have anything bad to say about this baby, except it's probably an idiot.
What about that one?
That baby looks like it's going to grow up to complain that the price of Slim Jims went up at the gas station.
That baby looks like a human ear of corn.
All right.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adults or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.